Okay. So,
let's try to get through what we can today. The, just a few other comments. I think the last thing that we were discussing was still the different perspectives in terms of the three. We've tried to develop three, broadly speaking, perspectives on this. So, get up. Right. One is that the issue of Amira, we'll speak more about that, is a fundamental requirement in Ki Yikach Ish Isha. And that, of course, is very fascinating. Where does that come from? What does it reflect? What does it connect, let's say, Kiddushin with in terms of other institutions of Halacha? So that's one. The other one, of course, the opposite one, is that all we care about really is Birur, Gili Milsa. We really just want to know what's going on. We know, want to know that the Nesina and the Kabbalah was L'shem Kiddushin. And whatever it takes to establish that fact should be sufficient. There's no din of Amira per se. And then the third point was that this has to do with the balance of the ceremony, or maybe a larger issue about the gender role relations between the husband and wife, certainly during the Maisa Kiddushin, possibly you know, beyond that, in terms of Ki Yikach, Velo Kitikach, Velo Kitilokach, etc. And then we've also pointed out that there's a lot of overlap between these three perspectives. In other words, there's overlap and there are some gray areas or ambiguities in each of these three. Starting with the first, what do we mean when we say that Amira, right, is a part of the Kiddushin? The questions, things that we have to ask are, for example, is it the same as the Nesina? Does it integrate into the Nesina? Are these two different things? If Amira is really part of Ki Yikach, right, how does it relate to Nesina, both when you have both, and if you have, if one of them is absent? number two is the question of what Amira really means. How formal is this Amira? Something we'll pick up again in terms of the Lashonos. And of course the question of Asukim. One of the things that we added the last year to this whole mix was the idea that possibly there's a din of Amira, but maybe Tziruf to Asukim both. So Inyan could be enough, and maybe things like Hain could be enough, and maybe Shtika Kahoda could be enough, and Helech Kmo, you know, Sha'amra, he could be enough, or her Amira could be Mitzarev. So that, you know, is a, I call that a virtual Amira, or a Tziruf Amira, whatever you want to call it. The problem with that perspective is, does it dilute too much the requirement of Amira? But let's assume that there is room for that as well. So both the relationship to Nesina and the question of how you define, you know, minimally this Amira, all of these will be important questions. But that's going to be the first perspective. Now, of course, once you have the notion that Amira, right, is part, a required part, or plays a role in the Ishos, we could also ask, what is it part of the Maisa Kiddushin? Is it part of the Chalosa Kiddushin? We'll talk about that. But then the idea that it also, in addition, may play a role in the role reversal, Pagam or Psul, becomes large. You may not need it as much, right? Because if the problem is that you're lacking Ki Yikach, that should be enough to undermine any issues. But if the bigger point is, maybe there are two dinim. We're not sure whether there is such a din of Ki Yikach, Ki Tikach, absent the positive requirements. But there's certainly a lot of evidence, a lot of Rishonim hold that there is. So once that's true, so then there are two problems. And there could be situations, maybe, where, you know, you have enough of an Amira for one, you know, issue, but maybe not for the other. And that also would be an important perspective. So that's also part of the overlap. Certainly there's an overlap between the second and the third points, namely the idea of Ki Yikach, Ki Tikach, Ki Tilokach, etc., and the question of Birur. Because, as we've noted, you know, how far do you go with this role reversal or pagam or everything that is done has to come tzido? How far will you go with that? It's logical to think, obviously, that, you know, at minimum, anything that is part of the Hagdara of the Maisa or the Chalosa Kiddushin, anything that, even if you don't need it, is going to integrate into the Maisa, you know, is something which is subject to that Pagam and Psul. But maybe we'll go further even and say that anything that you do, no matter what, has to come Mitzida or can't come Mitzida. That seems like a little bit radical. At least the Meiri doesn't think of that as true. He says if something is lamala v'lomori, then it's not subject to kitikach. But what about things that, let's say, are, you know, helpful for biror? Would they also then turn in to kiikach, kitikach issues? And that was the language of the Riazakein and the Ran and some of the other Rishon as well. So the point I'm trying to make is that there are there's evidence for each of these shitos in terms of emphasis. There is, in some cases, evidence that there's more than one halacha. And that, too, is important. And that there's an overlap as well between the two. Again, even in the Rajba, that was what Shua was asking, which is, again, really the Achronim's question on the Rajba, Rabbi Kveger and others, which is if the Rajba really is focused really on Birur or Gili Milsa, again, the Rajba is focused on more than that. That's, you want to call it a fourth shita or whatever, but for the Rajba, right, the issue of the Amira or the Birur is one which affects the Edekiyu. Obviously, that's it's related to these three, but it's a little bit different. And the question is, how does that fit in with his own comments about Kiyika Kitika? So again, it's another great example, the way we're trying to suggest to answer it, the way the Samachronim answered based on the Avni Miluin's reading of the Ran in the Darim, and I was suggesting a slightly different variation. For us, that's another example where you have the overlap between these. Okay, so that's pretty much where we are. I just want to add a couple of shitas before we go on to expand on Amir a little more. We spoke a lot about Birur and Amira. Just to add on the Birur side, one on the Birur side, one on the Amira side. So Alex was not here, I see. But brought to my attention that this also could be the question of the role of Amira. There might be a very good test case, another very good test case. And that is the case of the Gemara later on, Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, the case of Eved Knani. Again, which we'll speak more about when we get to it. But all these Gemaras, as you see, are interrelated. So on Zayin Amud Aleph, the case, what's the case of Eved Knani, Yonatan? Can quote it for us. Right, first the Gemara has the case of Arev, right? Then the Gemara has the case of Eved Knani, right?
If he's mishtabed himself,
it's that his skadshi or halach mana or something like that. The skadshi. How's it go? No. Right? Halach mana v'tiskadshi l'ploni or something like that?
Yeah. Midan avikanani. Yeah. Avikanani lab afalga v'lo kachasar v'lo midi kakani nafshi. Agav rinami afalga v'lo kachasar v'lo midi kakani l'hayas.
Yeah. So what do you... So that's an interesting case. So Rashi, Yonathan Alatar, says that the case is...
Even though it's not,
but who deshav yeshliach? Doesn't
he have it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
it's a case of shlichas. Because if it wasn't shlichas, there would be all sorts of issues and problems. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. However, there are really two issues that we've shown in debate here, and when we get to Eved Knani, we'll speak about them, more expansively. But just for our purposes at the moment, I think point Alex was trying to make this. There's a double machlokas. Number one, does this third party need to be a shliach or not? So the Rajba and others think that the answer is no. The second question is the question we've already encountered, also in Tein Mana L'Ploni V'Akad Shanilach, namely, whether you have to repeat the dibur or not, right? According to the Rambam, right, and possibly also according to Rashi, right, the Baal has to repeat the dibur. Because otherwise, it's probably could be a problem of Nasan Huva Amra He in the case of Arev. In the case of Eved Kanani, it's not a problem of Nasan Huva Amra He. What would be the problem? The problem, the issue would be that it's Amar, you know, who? Not him. No, let's say Amar Shlishi, right? So if you think that he is a Shliach, right, the person who, he's not really a third party, he's a Shliach, so then that solves the problem because the Amira really also is connected to the husband. But if not, and there's no separate Amira mitzad the husband, right, so then you have a situation of basically you accomplish the Nesina because midin evet knani, somehow, whether it's actually the money according to those Rishonim or it's the Hana, right, the Nesina is not the issue here, right? But if there's no shlichus and there's no repeat of the Amira, what you have is, you don't have Amrahi, but you don't have Amarhu either. So I think that is a very good case. That's a case where there's no problem of Biror, right? There's no problem of Kitikach, but there is perhaps an absence of Kiikach. So that's a case to think about. Another interesting issue is a well-known tshuva of the Maram Rittenberg, which got Paskin in Shulchan Aruch as well, in Simen Chav Zayin, Sif Katon, Sif Gimel. Simen Chav Zayin, right, Sif Gimel, in the middle of the Ramah, he quotes the following. V'afilu nasan la b'shtika, v'lo diber klum, v'hi v'hu omrim, Shekivnu l'shem kiddushin, right? That would be sufficient. In other words, there's a this is a tshuva of the Maram. It's not in the. Does he tell you where it is? Yeah, it's in the second. Yeah, he does. It's in the second parak of kiddushin. Maram has the following tshuva, and again, it's another one of those really interesting. Ways of splicing the things from each other. Second parak of Kiddushin. Why the second parak of Kiddushin, you'll ask? Ah, it should be in the first parak of Kiddushin. The answer is it's in the Sugya, which we're going to talk about when we get to Bava Beis a little more, of Dvar Mshabalei Veinam Dvar. Okay? This is, of course, a big issue that comes up. We've shown him talk about this a lot in the context of Tanai, right? If you don't have a kefal Tanai, or if you're missing some of the Mishpatei Tanayim, so what happens? Right? So the Gemara has later on in Kiddushin, famous case, you know, that the man, you know, sold all his property, Amanas, you know, that he was going to be moving to Eretz Yisrael, and then, you know, I guess his chuyot didn't come through, or whatever it is, you know, his plans fell through. So, you know, the question is, when do you say, you know, you need a proper Tanai with all the, you know, T's crossed and I's dotted? And, you know, when can you say, well, this is like so obvious, you know, that he only did this under these conditions that, you know, we don't hold him to the formality of Tanai. That's a very important issue. Again, it comes up here. And Avamid Beis also, the Halach Esrog Zeh, where's the Tanai Kafel, you know, and so on. But we'll get to that. So that the reason that the Mordechai quotes this Tshuva, the Maram, in Rutenberg, on Mem Tes, is because that's where this, you know, HaOmer, you know, he's going to sell his land, Amanas L'Mesa Klaharadi Yisrael, that's one of the main Gemara's about Dvarim Shebelev. So if you look here, it's in Simen Tov Kuf Chaf Aleph, is the tshuva of the Maram Rutenberg. It's also in the tshuvas Maimunios, Isha Simen Dalet, as they point out. Ruven Shekidesh Lea, Velo Amar L'Shem Kiddushin. The Gam, Haya Belo Shiduche, Lefi Ha'edus, Shelo Bachanu Divrayam. Right? Im Nisratzis Tchila Liskadesh Lo Im Lav, Torach Levarer, Im Yesh Edim, Sheshidech, Vinisratzis Liskadesh Lo Tchila. Lushtei Modim Kiddushin, Haya Makadesh HaMiskadeshes. Afagav de beidna de yoivla lo shomu mipiv. If there was shiduch in an event, we're going to get to this in a second anyway. There's a bigger machlokas rishonim. When we say asukim ba'oso inyan, which you still have to speak more about here and then more about in the next Gemara, so is asukim ba'oso inyan, you know, accomplished by shiduchin or not? Right? An interesting question. Right? It's both less and more. Shiduchin is both less and more. Right? Isaac's going to tell us why it's more. Right? Not now, but when we get to it. But it definitely is also less in a formal way. Ozvadai tzricha get, kidi isa perkama de kiddushin, hoye medabri mal iske gitam kiddusha, nosin la. So we should need to know this tshuva anyway. Velo pirish, ria mardayo, bira mardayo, vamra bira marshmala, hakar belsi, and so on. Miu nira, the honey milikishan nosin la bishtika, velo dibra ba uma, velo hachemairi, shadiber kishanasin la meava mechiba. That's interesting stuff. Like, you know, he I wouldn't say whispers terms of endearment. Maybe he doesn't even whisper it. Maybe he proclaims his undying love and affection, right? But he doesn't express it in a lashon of kiddushin, right? Very important. Both on an umdana level and also on a formal level. We'll get that in the next, you know, in the Lashonos Gemara, right? Does that have anything to do with marriage? Or is that sufficient to capture marriage? V'yesh b'loshon hazeh, loshon savlanus. Right, the Gemara has later on in the second parakeet, you know, they used to send the gifts and so on. So, you know, you might be mistapek whether or not this is gifts, you know, or this is kiddushin. Okay, I'm skipping a little. It's a Gemara there on Daf Nun. What I'm really interested in is the last line, where the Ram Rutenberg goes very far and says, "V'im edim shenisratzes, elashneim yodim she kiblasa, v'hi moda shenisratzes, kodem tzricha get. Oh, afilo lo diber imo klal, kiim b'shasha nasana, haya beliba l'shem kiddushin, v'gam hi kiblasa l'shem kiddushin. Avagav de pritzus, ava de kadesh de kiddush below shiduchin, kiddushin." Mia hava utzricha get. Okay. Afagav the rima makadesh beku and afi bishomer belibi haya. Right. Ein makudeshes the dvarim shablei veinam dvarim. Shani hasam kivin the asni lav kol kamina lemeekar letzina. Avo benidon ze lo gara migamar belibo lahotzi paschitim vahotzi pastam. Right. Behind the time dalzina basa daito. Ve'od nirali kivin she'amar ani nosein b'shvil chiba v'yaba sheish lochush l'kiddushin. V'shem ekach ratza lomar delo gora ha'ilishna m'myuchedes m'yuedes as rasi v'imkein ha'uvasi namik l'smukei imkein ima yidashneim l'kiddushin tzurike. So, Ram Rutenberg is saying a lot of overlapping things here. One is asukim covered by shiduchim. Another one is about the language of Abba v'chiba. So let's remember this, and we'll come back to it very quickly. But there is one view, and this is what's quoted in the Ramah, that if it's clear to people, to the Edim, and it's clear to them, without exchanging, or let's say they're machmir on, you know, lamatzasi, you know, laguf, you know, tov mishtika, you know. So they, he gives her this, you know, he's mekadisher bifnei Edim, and it's clear to everybody what's going on. Even though there's no asukin, there's no shiduchin, right? There's nothing. So it's hard to say that there's some tziruf or virtual amira, right? All there is you know, that it's not a chisaron, apparently, of dvarim shebelev. I mean, all you have is birur. According to the Ramah, it's possible that might be sufficient. And that is quoted in the Ramah. That's a very remarkable thing. There's also a tshuva, similarly, a tshuva of the Rajba, is quite interesting, about Shiduchin. Again, it's worth looking at. If not, you know. This is Aleph, Elef Kufpeites. I don't know if we can get it, but again, these overlap on some of the other issues, but so you have the following case. This is a case of Mishudeches, But the assumption in the Rajba is that Mishudeches is not the equivalent of Asukin. Right? Because again, at least in terms of the timing, or maybe in terms of the formal tziruf, is lacking. We'll talk about that more. But he goes to the father's house, and he, you know, he's like, you know, he wants to move forward to the next stage, to the stage of the kiddusha. So the father tells him, right? You know, do you have it back here? What? Yeah, go ahead. Just the question. The and then I want the. What does he say there? What's the case? He said, "Is she not coming to the table until I see, you know, a proper ring, young man?" Meaning she's not a ketana, so it's not the father's decision, right? Messy business, as you can see. Yeah. So that's the Batla Mitasa Batla Kula problem. Go ahead. Right. So there are two issues, really. Right. One is whether or not this is a proper kiddushin, because there's no yichud eidim. Right. That we know is a huge machlokas, right? But you'll see in the discussion, what does he say about the lack of Amira? Well, there's no Amira.
Yeah.
All that happened was he said, I'm not calling my daughter to the table here, you know, until I see a ring, young man. So, is that enough? Because that's the key line there, right? It was Mefursam Etzlam that a ring means Kiddusha. Yeah, so what does Rajma say? The combination of Mishudeches and a Tabas, when Tabas has that connotation in that society, that would depend, obviously. You know, if people give friendship rings or engagement rings, then it wouldn't be, right? But if the ring, or it was a kind of ring that was a marriage ring, or the only time they gave rings were for the marriage, he's saying that even though there's no Asukin Bosanyan, correct?
Couldn't it be in this case specifically as Shiduchim too?
No, so sure, but the question, it sounds like if there was Shiduchim alone, that might not be enough. And that's a big machlokas of Rishonim, whether Shiduchim is enough. Because in Shiduchim there's no Amira, in Shiduchim there's Birur, right?
You can say Shiduchim functions as an Amira similar to, let's say, Amira Saint does, or Medavim Basukin.
So that's what we're saying. Does a sukin ba'osa inyan, that's one of the things we need to talk about more, does a sukin ba'osa inyan actually require an amira? And does it require an amira to her that can then be mitzura for converted or virtual amira? Now the truth is that we already talked about the Rajba. I took a stand on the Rajba about the Edekiyum the other day, even though I do admit that he also has one line in which he says that and in the case of Asukin, it's Ki'ilu Piresh, right? But I thought that in the preponderance of the language and evidence in the Rajba, it sounds like, you know, not so much that you need Amira, but that, again, it's a problem of Edekiyum, and therefore you need that the ingredients be there, and this is like, you know, it's Mitzura, the Birur is Mitzura. if that's true, So, you know, how does that work with not requiring an actual amira for us? I think it works well. So here, again, is a case where you have mishudachim and you have, you know, stam tabas, which is used for that purpose. So then you have the biror, and that would be enough for the edikim. Assuming there isn't a problem about the mitzvah about the kula, which is the rest of the chuva. Yeah.
The Rashba in Kedushin on the minimum case by exclusion of
Sablonis. Sablonis, yeah.
So he considers, although he objects it, that Shidduchim would be enough, even without anything else.
Correct. So that works well, because here it's clear in the chuva that, thank you, that, yeah, we'll talk about Asukin, but it's clear Machlokas are Rishonim, but the Rashba is one of the people who thinks Shidduchim is not enough, and that's clear from this chuva too, because it's the Shidduchim together with the Tavas, and because of the Stam, you know, Tabas significance in this context. So what I'm saying is that, because for the Rashba you need a biror muchach, we'll call it, you just don't need an amira, or not even, I think, not even in a virtual amira. So these are, again, cases that works well, I think, for the Rashba, and you're pointing out, so shitasa on the matter. Yeah. Question?
Yeah. Is it clear from the Rashba that there's like a concept of shidduchim here that's necessary? Or there might just be another proof to it, the fact that it's kedushin, but I wonder if it's necessary for the Rashba.
I thought.
Like the Lashon sounds like it's just like the very fact that he's giving the ring that it's.
Maybe, but he did say that there was shidduchim here, right?
Yeah, but that's just like additional proof in this particular shuvah. And then, like, how do I know another proof to it?
Well, put it this way. We certainly all agree that shidduchim alone wouldn't be enough, right? And you're raising, you know, is he saying like kol shekein there's shidduchim? But even if it wasn't shidduchim, he still might say it. If, like, it was known that that's what giving
right,
a ring is.
The context of the case where, like, it's
you know, it doesn't matter to me so much.
Right,
meaning you might be right. Again, the case is a case where there was, and he's emphasizing it. Whether he's emphasizing it to strengthen the case or that is a minimal requirement, I'm not sure. It doesn't matter so much to me conceptually, either way, because all I want to get out of it is that clearly this is not dibur.
Right.
It's not virtual dibur. But it's you know, that it's mevura or mitok. Now, is it mevura or mitok because of the ring alone, or it's mevura or mitok only when you combine that with some reka of shidduchim? Right, that, I think, is an open question, and you might be right.
But you compare this to the davarim al kedusha.
Right, but is that only because there's also shidduchim? So okay, that's obviously his view on asukin. He obviously doesn't think asukin is virtual amira or tziruf amira. He thinks it's biru or gomor. Now, is it biru or gomor, and shidduchim alone wouldn't be that? Would tabas alone be that? Maybe. Or maybe only the combination. But what I'm saying is, halacha l'maisa matters. Like, if we wanted to use the authority of the Rashba to paskin in a particular case, then we'd have to, you know, look at that and come to a conclusion about that or look for other sources, etc. But I'm not interested in that at the moment. I'm more interested in trying to filter out, you know, some of these factors from each other. And in that, I think, you know, both this Tshuva Ram Rutenberg and the Tshuva of the Rashba, and I think it works in well with the Rashba, albeit with a little nuance that, you know, the Rashba here thinks this is a decision to begin with. But I think that all works out to highlight these points. Okay, so just to, you know, sum up what we just said, so we have the Maram, we have the Tshuva Sarajba, we have the Eved Knani case, which is a case, again, where there is Biror, but there is no Amira. And just, of course, to point out in terms of the Amira issue itself, that once again, that the language of the Rambam is just very... The Rambam is interesting because, as we already noted in Perek Gimel, he does put the issue of Amira up front, literally. Meaning in the Gemara, it's Nasan and Amar, in the Ketzads and the cases. And it's also spoken of Nasan Huv, Amrahi, Nasan Huv, Amar Hu. Right? The Rambam did something here, which is fascinating. Again, small. It's not, if you would read the Rambam without, you know, being sensitive to this issue, it's not like it jumps out at you. He just says, Omer La, Haret Mukudeshes, right? Venosna La, Difneid. So he did put the Amira in front. On the other hand, it sounds like the Eidei Kiyum, to me at least, are limited to the Nesina. So even though there's no din of Eidei Kiyum, which in that I think I pointed out, the Meiri seems to argue, which I think is also very important, the fact that he doesn't speak about a tikach problem, they're both kiikach problems. That's also something that emerges from the Rambam, and we'll speak more about the Rambam on the rest of it as we go forward. Okay. With regard to the question of Hain, which we spoke about, the Ramah, right? So I mentioned the, this one's like the Gra, who thought that Hain was a Lashon, was an Amira. That's the Gra in Evan Ezer. But again, just to contrast, the Pashas is not that way. And just also to reinforce that, the Mishnah Melech in Perek Gimel Halakha Beis certainly didn't understand the Ramah that way. I also understood it in terms of Birur, and nothing. So we have all these interesting cases, which are, you know, either dinim and birur, or birur muchach, or birur for the edim, or virtual amiras, right? The question of hain, the question of asukin, maybe even some shtika kahoda if his goes further than hers, right? Certainly the case of amirasa, you know, followed by nesina so. And certainly the cases of, Nosan Huva Amrahi, according to maybe the Ramban. I don't think the Rajba, for reasons we just said now. Possibly the Ritva. I think even more probably the Ran. I mean, the idea that there's some sort of an expanded notion of Amira, etc. And then, of course, the question of Shtar, which we want to talk about for a couple of minutes anyway, which either Shtar through Ksiva Sashtar, or Shtar through Mesiras Hadvarim, Mesiras Hashtar. All these are cases in which, we're kind of weighing whether or not, if you do need Amira, right, or some sort of Maisa shall be Ror, not just that it should be Mavuror, that there's no Safek, whether or not this level, well, obviously a pure Amira, you know, in the right Lashon is the classical Amira. Right? The question is whether or not these other cases, which are, you know, sufficiently less, do they really qualify also as Amira if you need Amira? Or as Birur, as a Hagdara, or not? In other words, in addition to the question of what constitutes an Amira, maybe there is another, what I'm trying to suggest is that there's another level as well. And that is not just for the sake of the Edim, right, or even more pragmatically, that we need to know what's going on here, or maybe, you know, even more than other cases because the stakes are higher, you know, in terms of Eish HaSish, Davar Shebe'erva, and so on. But maybe another perspective, especially if we start diluting the Amira too much, is to say, right, this is what we were talking about the other day, that maybe in addition to the Nesina, you require a Birur B'Shas Nesina. And the Amira is that. It isn't Amira per se, right? It is Amira as a form of Birur. And then, of course, these virtual things, you know, would be more palatable, especially if you wanted to contrast to other contexts in the Halakha where you really do need an Amira, you know, in a more of kind of a hafla sense. Maybe here there's a din of Amira, but it's not Amira per se. You know, it's Birur, B'Shas, Nesina. And the point of it would be that, like the Amira idea, but, you know, it's a notch, I guess, lower, maybe, but what we're talking about is not, again, Chomer, and not Edikium, and not, you know, usurping roles or reversing roles, etc. But what we're really talking about is something that injects added context, right, to establish, you know, the physical Nesina and the Maisa Kiddushin, right, as a Maisa Ishus, as a Chalos, right, as something which, you know, may have some Hektesh, you know, type properties, etc. So maybe for that you don't need a Mira per se, but you do need a Maisa Birur, you know, Bishaita. And that is also something that we want to think about. I think that particularly that emerges according to the Meiri. That's what I think Noah was also suggesting, right? Whose language we'll get to in a second. So getting back to the Meiri just for a minute, what is the Meiri? That's the Shtar issue, right? Now again, the Shtar question per se, there are two issues in Shtar. One is if you're Mekadish B'Shtar, or you're Megarish B'Get, and B'Shas Maisa, you say the wrong language, Right? Is that going to be a problem or not? That's one issue. It can only really be a problem. Well, okay, I'll leave it. I'll say that. That's one issue. The other is, do you require an amira to accompany the Mesiras Hashtar, the Mesiras Haget? So, again, if we take the view that we do not, there are plenty of ways, as we already discussed, to explain that. It's not going to be very problematic. Ksiva Kamira, Mesiras Dvarim Kamira, fine. Even if you need an amira. Certainly on the level of Biror, and any, you know, Biror Muchachas, Biror that we're talking about as a form of amira, all those things, this probably should work. It's the Chiddush is going to be in the direction of requiring amira in addition to ksiva. So is there such a notion at all? So this is the Makoros I told you to look at very quickly. If you look at the Gemara, I should say, our Gemara is here on Daf Hey. What impression, Yaakov, do you get? What's that?
Is Yaakov?
What's that?
Is Yaakov or that Yaakov?
If you look here. Yeah. What, Yaakov?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The impression that you were...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in a line. Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said
something
like Asia. I would say...
We used to have, like, you know, a line of Aries and a line of, you know, maybe we should do that. We have to go back to that again. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. We have some Aryeis, a bunch of Aryeis now. Yeah. Yeah.
From Daf Hey or from Daf Hey?
You tell me.
Okay.
Daf Hey, I meant, really.
Daf Hey, I would say... the cases should be...
Well, just the language of the Gemara. Right? The part that we haven't read yet. So just you can read it for
sure.
Us. Amar Shmuel.
Amar Shmuel. The condition of the Kassav, Shabbat Kassav, Amar Allah, Harayat Mikudashas, Harayat Merasas, Harayat Le'entu, Harayat Zom Mikudashas, Harani Ishech, Harani Baalech, Harani Arusech, Ein Kan Bet Mikudash.
So what am I interested in here? The language in Gittin, which is
obviously talking about a star.
Yeah, it has to be.
Right.
And not the Chem Gershon, Nasan La the Amar La. Right? That's the language you have. So yeah. And the same question, of course, applies to Star Kiddushin. Right. So if you look at the Rambam, what does the Rambam do? When the Rambam speaks about Shtar, Bim Kiddush B'Shtar, Kosav El Aniyar, Ola Cheres, Ola Ola, Al Kol Davar Sheyirtza, Hariat Mekudeshes, Hariat Mereses, Al Kol Kiyotza Be'elu, right? Nosen Lo B'Fneiden. What about Anuchas Geirushin? You see? Anybody? I thought we mentioned already the other day, right? What is it? Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid? Ketzad Kosav La Reyat Meshulechas Reyat Megureshas Reyat La'atzmech Reyat Muteres L'chal Adam. Right? Harezim Megureshas. So according to the Ram omits Amira in the context of Shtar. Right? As opposed to Kesef, where not only does he have it, but he has it up front. Again, no way to Kiyum, but up front. What about Bia, by the way? He should be in the Rambam have a mirror or not? He absolutely does, right? Paragimel, we'll talk about that in a minute. Paragimel, halacha, hey, bim kiddush bibia, omer la harayat mekudeshesli, harayat mueresesli, o harayat li leisha, bibi ilazu, v'chol kiyotze bazeh, misyachid ima b'shneid and mubo'ala. Correct? Yeah. What about Rashi on the base?
Rashi on the base says... there's no nixing of that.
When he describes Shtar, he omits any language of Amira,
yeah.
But
I'll, on the run,
on the riff,
Rashi on the riff says it actually includes it.
Does that? And the riff, there's the Bach discusses whether or not in Gerushin the riff has it or not. Correct? So in some of the, you know, Rishonim, there's a discussion of this. And the Meiri, there's a discussion of this. So what does the Meiri say about it? He has two deos.
Yeah.
Okay, one second. But the language is important here. This is on that base, right? So what does he have? On page 4? Yeah? Okay, good. You have it, Jonathan? Go ahead. So now, that means what? Either birur,
or that what's written in the shar can already function as a
or exceed, or that is an amira, right?
Go ahead.
Which is interesting in light of the language of the Gemara by Gittin.
It hasn't.
What?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
V'hem pirsho atam, b'nei sh'ad kesef adam atzur litno l'alvaso liknos bo, eiz adavar, v'hem eno mefarish v'nisinaso shal shem kidushin unosnam, ein b'mashma nisinaso inyan shem kidushin klau. V'ari kemona manal chavera b'fnei edim, sh'ein riyas haminyan shum zichus lemona, shem achayev hayalo o nosnam lo.
So amirasa mefureshes b'shtar, right? Again, birur or amira? Hard to know, right?
It sounds like
shaharei amirasa mefureshes b'shtar.
It sounds like
go ahead.
Birur, when he contrasts it with kesef, it sounds like it's a birur thing because with kesef he's saying we're just not sure what is happening here.
Right. So that's why Noah was wanted to suggest because on the one hand he says harei amirasa mefureshes b'shtar. He should have just said birur. He should say harei borur v'yadua v'galui lakol. Right? So if you want to be strict about his language, there seems to be a bit of a stira. On the one hand, when he's contrasting it with Kesef Kedushin, he's saying, well, there, we don't even know what it is. It could be a thousand different things. Right? And then when he says, on the contrary, in the case of Shtar, it's the Amira is Mefurish Biksav. Right? So maybe, maybe it's just not Meduyak. Maybe what he's saying, in Kesef, we don't know what's flying. And in Shtar, there's even an Amira. And what about in between those two things? Hard to know. Or is this the Meiri's way of weighing in on this idea and saying what we were saying a second ago, which is, you don't need Amira per se, but you do need Birur, B'shas Kiddushin. And the Birur, B'Kiddushin, right, is a factor. Okay, so therefore, that's kind of what he's trying to say. In the case of Kiddushei Kesef, the problem isn't just that we don't know. Maybe there are other ways for us to know in this case. The problem is it isn't objectively knowable based on what he's doing. Let's say we know him, right? And, let's say there are other extraneous factors that lead us to think, that there's no question that this is what's going on. It doesn't matter, because it's not, you don't have a biror mitzuraf to the Maisa Kiddushei. And that's maybe what you need. Maybe. What about the other day, what does that mean?
That she doesn't have to know. That
what does it mean she doesn't have to know if there's a shtar? If it's written in the shtar? I mean when he gives it to her.
When he gives it to her, she doesn't have to know in the same way that she would have to know by Kesef or by the first shtar. I mean, it doesn't need to be as clear what's going on.
Yeah, interesting. And then he says he's not so sure about that.
So, point is that you clearly would need some level of knowledge of what's going on. Veshal datam b'shekvar diberi ma ela she'achshav lo hayu oskin ba'oso enyin she'bekasav tzarech lefarish k'mo she'espar hol v'achshav mi'a ena sukin ba'oso enyin u'shtar hol v'edim lefaneha b'hu nosin la'ashar mekablasa b'fnehem u'kvar diberi ma l'eskei kidusha nesu'eha.
So what do you make of this? Is he's coming up with some sort of a compromise, yeah. Right? Which is not, there's an asukin, there are two types of asukins, basically, right? There's an asukin which works for shtar, a lesser asukin which works for shtar, which would not be sufficient for kesef. It's like, what's that all about? Again, if we're talking about, you know, gilui adivarim, none of this makes sense, frankly. This sounds like it's part of the formal. You need an amira, it sounds like, or more of an upfront birur to transform. Maybe what you could say is in Kiddushin, you need it to be formally between Torah's Kiddushin, if there is such a din. Not even sure there is such a din. In Gittin, there's a din of Kinsi Shtarchov is no good. The trick will get to us in a second, but Kinsi Shtarchov in a get doesn't work. Even though she's miskareshes bal korcha, right? But it still has to be mevurar that bishas nesinas haget has to be betoras geirushin. Is it such a din in kiddushin? Is that part of the yatzav ha'isa? We don't know that such a din in kiddushin. On the other hand, in kiddushin you need more because you need data, and you need dato. But is there also a din of toras kiddushin? I think that's kind of a little bit what's going on here. If you get a chance, if I don't get to it today, look at the language of the Baal HaMor when he talks about Torah's Gerushin in Gittin. On Mem Amud Aleph and Dapi Arif. Maybe we'll get to it just to take care of it. Because there he does an interesting thing comparing Gittin and Kiddushin. It's, on the one hand, you need Das Shelah in Kiddushin. Maybe that is a separate din, but there's no din of Toras Kiddushin, like there is Toras Gerushin. I mean, Gerushin, especially if it's a din in the Sina, Benasam Biada, so maybe that's why it has to be given, though, but Toras Gerushin. Kiddushin's a Kenyan, so as long as you have Das, and it works, maybe you don't need the added element of Toras Kiddushin. That's partially what's going on here. Or is it that what we're really saying is that, you know, when it comes to Shtar, right? So the way that Birur manifests itself in Shtar, or the added element in addition to the Nesina in Shtar, is different than in Kesef. Kesef, you have to take something, maybe which is, and here, question of where to draw the line, you have to take something which is an import from Kosher Mishpat, Kicha Kicha B'Snei Afron, right? And you have to turn it into Avinu Ezer Halacha. Right? You don't have that in Shtar. Maybe what part of what the Miri is describing is not only that Lemaisa, of course it's also Lemaisa, but maybe the Lemaisa here is a indication, right? It could be anything. When I give you Kesef, it could be anything. A shtar can't be anything. A shtar is very specific. And an Avinu Ezer shtar is an Avinu Ezer shtar, frankly. Right? So it's just, you know, there has to be Das, just a know that she's being Makabel. It's very easy to accomplish that. But to take Kiddushe Kesef, Kicha Kicha Mistei Afron, and turn that into Ki'ikach Ishisha, right, for that, you need some heavier lifting, some more transformative, you know, call it Amira, call it Birur, right, you need something. The truth is, that might be a chiluk between, you know, Kesef and Shtar and Bia. But according to the view, again, the Rambam requires Amira for Kiddushe Bia. Right? If you didn't, right, so an explanation might be that Kiddushe Bia is more intrinsically Ishus. Right? Assuming that you can extricate it from being a suffix Zus. You know, something we've talked already about. So, for example, we talked about this issue. You know, hein hein eide yichud, hein hein eide bia. Right? So, there are two ways to understand that, generally. One is that it's all, you know, very specific to the way in which Kiddush Bia operates and the tznius factor that has to be part of it, both as an extraneous element and as part of the Kiddusha of Kiddush Bia as Ishus. The Edom can't see too much, obviously. Right? It would be and a separate factor improper, and it would be on the contrary, it would undermine the Kiddusha aspect of Kiddushin in this manner. So because of that, you know, it's Heinein Eide Yichud, Heinein Eide Bia. But the way to understand it then is more that but you don't have Eide Kiyum on the real Lysa. Right? So then you just have to add that no, because Heinein Eide Yichud, Heinein Eide Bia. Meaning, there are two types, I think we've talked about this in the past, there are two types of like umdanas out there. This is a famous discussion. There's a tshuva of the, again, another tshuva, the Maram Rutenberg, in the tshuva, also in the Tshuvos Maimonios, in Sefer Ishos. And the Rajba also has a tshuva on this, a famous tshuva, where he says, oh, you know, if you know, the Edim, you know, hear him, or walk, see him walking into a room with an esrog, you know, and then they hear him being Makadish or with the esrog, that's no good. Right? So the Rajma says, like, what's the difference between that? The question is, what's the difference between that and Heinein Eide Yichud, Heinein Eide Bia? Right? And that's what the Tshuvos Maimonios is also discussing. Like, why isn't this just an umdana b'alma? Where's the Eide Kiyum? So one approach to that problem is that there's a difference between, you know, we'll call it a prospective umdana or predictive umdana, and a retrospective or a reconstructive umdana. In other words, sometimes things happen and you put them together. You can put them together with a great deal of certainty. Meaning if I see him walking into, you know, this room with a jaunt in his step, you know, and then I hear him telling her, Harat Mukudeshus Liba Esro Gzeb, right? So clearly we understand what happened. Right, but when he walks into the room with the esrog, it's not like he's saying, ah, you know, unless, you know, we know of his esrog, you know, focused, you know, marital intentions. But per se, right, that it's a reconstructed, a very strongly reconstructed, we can pretty much be sure what happened here, but we couldn't have been sure in advance. What the Rishonim are trying to say is, though, Hein hein eide yichud, hein hein eide bia, because there is a, you know, physical aspect to it, right? It's predictive. So, you know, it's more not reconstructive. So maybe that is a different kind of, that's a stronger umdana. That's almost, that's a, you know, to use the language of the Gemara, usually an umdana is yediyah below re'iyah. This is not, you know, a predictive yediyah is kind of like a re'iyah, per se. Right? You can almost play it out in advance. I would even add, just, I'm not sure if this is an explanation or a separate point or an overlapping, probably an overlapping point, and that is, you, by virtue of what, if what you see is predictively, right, likely to lead to a next step, right, it's, so then that becomes part of the Hagdara of the Maisa too. It's another way to look at it. So, hein hein eide yichud, hein hein eide bia. It's not just umdana, it's part of the Hagdara of Re'iyas Maisa Kiddushin, Kiddushe bia. Right? That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is, in Achanami, what we have here in hein eide yichud, hein eide bia, is an umdana. And it's a stronger umdana, a weaker umdana, but any, as strong as it is, it's not re'iyah. The idea isn't a re'iyah, you know, just because it's predictive. And we're not going to say that the parts that make it a idiyah make this a re'iyah. Two different points, but I think connected. We're not going to say any of that. But maybe what we're saying is that Kiddush Bia requires less of a presence, a re'ia presence of edikiyum, than it does of a yediyah presence. In general, this is a... The Ksos has this discussion based on some of these lishonos and rishonim, right? Can you accomplish edikiyum umdana? Maybe the answer is that there are two types of edikiyum. An edikiyum, which is transforms the action into something else, right, is one which requires the physical presence of the actual action. An edikiyum, which is more tzorech birur, just to know that the event took place, but maybe it takes place as a chalos in its own right, this would be assuming something about edikiyum, that you could have two levels of edikiyum in kiddusha. Not so simple. I'll give you another example of it. I'm sure we must have spoken about it at some point or another. And that is Eidus Miuchedes. The Tosefta says in Gittin that, you know, what happens if you have, an Eid Echad in the morning, you know, and an Eid Echad in the afternoon. Let's see them being Misyache. It's in a case actually of, you know, he's Omid Lagarsha, and then he takes her back. It's a, let's see if I can find it. Tosefta here on, quoted by the Rif. Second. The Sefta seems to say that it doesn't work. Let me see if I can find it. And the question is, why doesn't it work? Yeah, here it is. I'm sorry. Lamed Heyamud Beis in the Dapya Rib. Ra'u Shnayim Shenis Yachda Imo. Right, there was supposed to be a get. Ra'u Shnayim Shenis Yachda Imo. There was a get, sorry. Ra'u Shnayim Shenis Yachda Imo. Tzricha Heimenu Get Sheni. Echad Einu Tzricha Get Heimenu Get Sheni. Echad B'Shachris V'Echad Beinu Arbayim. Zayamaisa va'amru ein mitstarfin. So you have one eid echad in the morning, one eid echad bein arbayim. You see that there's this yichud, which would, if had there been two eidim together, would have been a kiddushin, or you'd be choshesh li kiddushin. And we say ein mitstarfin. So this is very famous. The Rajba here says that ein mitstarfin because eidus miuchedus only works in dine mamanis, not in dine nefashos. And since the consequences of Ishus include Dine Nefashos, so here, Af Agav de Lagabe Mamon Kaimelum Perik Zaborer Havo Achar Havo Vodo Achar Odo Mitzdarfin Lagabe Ishus the Shaykh B'Dine Nefashos B'Vasachas Boilu. Okay? The Rajban Daf Pei Beis in Gittin disagrees, and he doesn't quote the Shita, but he just says the reason it doesn't work is because you really need Eidikiyum. And Eidus Miuchedes is never Eidikiyum. Oh. There's a very well-known tshuva of the Rav Yah, where the Rav Yah says that really the only reason this doesn't work is because either way it's only a chashash. Like maybe he was married. Maybe he married her. In this instance. But otherwise it would work. It's even more radical than the Ran. Ran says it doesn't work, but it doesn't work for extraneous reasons. So the question is, can you have edekium the edus miuchedes? So normally we would think that that depends. If edekium are different than edebiru in a fundamental way, as we've said, based on reading the Kiddushin Samachemet, the Ritva, Reb Chaim, it probably shouldn't work. But if that isn't true, and it's really tzorech birur, so umdin is not so bad, right? Eidus miuchedes is not so bad. Oh. So is there a difference, skufa, between kiddushe bia and kiddushe kesef ushtar? That's an interesting question. Why should there be a difference? Isku shabayis la dadi. So again, if it's about chalos ishus itself, there can be no difference. Because the status of eshes ish and everything that comes along with it is the same. No matter which mode of maisa kedushin is used. But if part of the story of the need for ere kiyum is also to transform the maisa that you're doing into a transcendent maisa kedushin, you might say that there's a difference between kedusha bia and kedusha kesef ushtar. So I'm just saying that the same idea might explain the differences between kesef, shtar, and bia with regard to the requirement of amira, or amira as a form of, you know, explicit biror, if its goal is either for the maisa or the chalos, ha'ishos, not merely for chumra de'eshes ish, the raya, or biror, that it happened. So I think that what the Meiri is trying to work with this daya here is that there's kind of an asukim boso inyan that works for kesef, right, and a lesser one that's necessary for shtar is part of the story. What's the other daya? Keep going, in Yonatan. Benirli kadas went to. Then he quotes the other daya. What's the other daya?
Benirli from there.
So what do you think about that?
That it can be either just you need a better bureau, or
rather, we can make the diuk in the Gemara. Right, v'nirli kadas rishon, shahare b'shar haknos. So he's bringing a raya from Shar Shtaros to Kiddushin.
Yeah.
Or Gittin to Kiddushin by extension. So again, if the point is, obviously it could be Mechalek, number one, the Chumra of Eish Asish. Okay, but that doesn't, in other things, that's not going to explain this halacha, because it is Mevurar Mitoch HaKsav. So the only reason that there could be a requirement of amira in shtar or in get is as a formal requirement, right? In get, it could be a din of Torah's gittin. It could be part of the requirement of Torah's gittin. It's not only that you ruin it when you say kinsi shtar kol, maybe you have to have a positive dibor to say arei ze get. Okay, but in kiddushin, there's no xeris hakasa, no din of Torah's kiddushin. The Rambam counts Torah's gittin. I gave the example. Among the 10, the Rambam has 10 requirements of a get. One of them is Torah's gittin. Kinsi shtar chol, no good. Okay? But in Kiddushin, is there such a thing? Right? So, this idea that, when you're trying to create a chalos, whether it's Kiddushin or Gerushin, that then you need an amira, huh? But even here, if you look at the evidence, right, there might be more reason to have it in get than in kiddushin, right? Especially if you have the language that way, if you want to make this diuk in the language of the Gemara, because of Torah's gittin, frankly. And there may be, on the other hand, much more reason to have it in kiddushin, right? Maybe that's part of the hagdara of ma'isa kiddushin. Iska shavayis la'dati, especially if you do require it also in bia. And if it's a principled requirement in kesef. Moreover, as we discussed, in terms of the connection labrio to hektesh, which we'll talk more about, that's something obviously that applies to kiddushin, not to gittin. Right? Number three, this is a trickier question. Do the requirements of chalos apply equally to kiddushin and to gerushin? Right? Because you could think, it's an open question, as we've discussed, in other cases, right? What's more chamor, kiddushin or gerushin? Mm-hmm. Creating an eshes ish or being matir an eshes ish? Question. which is more of a chalos, probably, than kiddushin, which is more chalmor, maybe the gerushin, hard to know. What is gerushin? Is gerushin, you know, you have now a new reality, she's an eish hasish, and to undo that, you know, just unravel it, not going back, you know, hadra leduchta, right? Now she's a megureshes. She has a shame megureshes. Right, we talked even about Misas Habal, right? Whether Misas Habal is a matir, or there's simply no partner in the marriage, so Melo, she's not an HSC shedding. Whatever you say about that, I mean, that's an open question either way. But certainly if it's a matir, right, the implications are that, you know, it's not enough to undo, you know, the HSC status. You have to be much. Now she's an HSC, she doesn't become a non-HSC. Unless you really have, it's got there. Yeah. I'm trying to entertain you. That's all. I'm trying to entertain myself as well. But right. So this is an interesting question. Do you need Amira in the same way? Do you need Enekiyim in the same way? When we get to the sugya of Shtar, right? I'm going to suggest for the Rambam, I'll tell you now, that the role of Enekiyim, and therefore there could be nafkamina, is different, perhaps, for Gittin and for Kiddushin. Again, the sugya of Erekiyum, right, Kiddushin Samachayim at base, appears only by Kiddushin. Rishonim mostly assume that there is such a notion also in Gittin, right, doesn't Gittin Davdalin Omen Aleph assumes that. Rajba, a little bit nostopic about it in Kiddushin, Samachay with base, and in Yavamos, Slamet Aleph with base. But even assuming the more mainstream view, which is certainly the view of the Rambam, which is that there's one of the 10 things the Rambam counts, and Gittin is also Erekiyum. But I'm going to try to show when we get to it that the language of the Rambam, when it comes to Erekiyum of Gittin and Erekiyum of Kiddushin, is different. And that maybe there's nafkamina. And other things. So again, I don't want to get too deeply into that right now. The bigger point I'm trying to make, though, is that here the Meiri is quoting the Shita, you know, that maybe do require a Mira, even in Shtar, right? So obviously that speaks to the question of Amira's added role. I'm just pointing out that he brings a Raya from Gittin. I'm just pointing out that in theory we could be mechalek in either direction. We might say that Gittin has it, but not Kiddushin as a din in Torah's Gerushin. We might say that Kiddushin has it and not Gittin, A, because of the Hekdesh connection, if that's part of the story here, or as an indicator to the Yitziras HaChalos connection, either on the Maisa or on the Chalos level. But that second point also depends on how we understand the relationship between Gittin and Kiddushin. Even in terms of the Hagdara of the Maisa, what we might say is Ishka Sabayis La'adadi. If we think that Kiddushin B and Kiddushin Kesef require a Mira, by definition, as part of the Birur, right? So that may be something that is true for Kiddushin Shtar as well. That's another element. But that depends also on something which we've talked about too, and that is the Yatzav Haisa, namely, you know, and the three shitas that we've already mentioned, which are that there's discussions about, you know, on the one hand, Iska Shavayis La'adadi, on the other hand, V'yatza, you know, V'haisa. Do we apply V'yatza V'haisa even to Kesef, let's say? Right? Do we not apply V'yatza V'haisa even to Shtar Kiddushin? Or are we always mechalek between Shtar Kiddushin and Kesef Kiddushin? Those are three, you know, perspectives that we find. And we also find that in discussions of those issues that not everybody is mechalekta. They're parallel questions, but they're not necessarily... So we have it in Mechubar, right? Shtar Kiddushin b'Mechubar, Kesef Kiddushin b'Mechubar. We have it in Tligi Techmel Gabe Karka. Right? It's interesting to ask, What about Pligi Techma Bekarak, in other words, in Shtar and in Kesef, again? What about Amira? And what about the equivalent of like a Toras Kiddushin, like a Toras Gittin? That's really what we're talking about here. What would be the halacha as far as that is concerned as well? Okay? Cool. Okay. So, yeah. So that kind of fills in a little bit the issue of Kiddushei Shtar and Amira and so on. So what about the Asukin? So the final point is the Asukin point, but that we'll have to add to anyway. Asukin works. We know that there's a debate in the Rishonim whether Asukin is a tikkun for Nosan Huva Amrahi or not. The Tosas Riazakein, the Rush, the majority of Rishonim think that Nosan Huva Amrahi in the situation of Asukin is going to be fine. And we also know that the Talmud Rajba and that the Tosas Rid strongly disagree. Whether that disagreement is about Asukin, right, or it's about, you know, Amrahi, you know, and how much of an anathema, you know, it really is, that seems unclear. The Lashonos are different in the Talmud Rajba and the Tosas Rid, in the Riazakein and the Rosh. There, maybe you could make Diukim in the language, but the broader argument, is clear. But what we've also noted is that, you know, even if you think that the only function of Amira is Birur, even then you might think that, you know, Amira Dida, from a Kitikach point of view, right, is a Poge, or a Posa. And even if you think that Asukin, right, I'm sorry, and even if you think that Amira requires, and Amira is a positive requirement under the rubric of Kitikach, even then, it's still possible that Asukin will be Kilo Amar. So because you have those two extremes, it's harder to, I guess, locate the argument in between. But Bepashtus, that is part of the discussion. So what is included by Asukin and the languages that Rishonim use and so on? So here, there are numerous questions. Number one, again, we just had it in Tshuva Sarajba, what about Shiduchim? Iri has a whole discussion about Shiduchim. Right? It's hard to say that Shiduchim is Amira, right? Especially since there's no time frame. It certainly does provide, although, you know, this could be a question too, because, you know, we don't know the when. But we certainly, it provides a reka, a background, right, for what happens next. If this Shiduchim is not out of the blue, you know, then an Asina, Shalom, the Amira, obviously, you know, is more mevurar, or at least is a gili milsav, likely what's going on, but it's hard to say that it's the equivalent of an amira. So that's a major debate in the Rishonim. We'll pin it down more about Shidukin. The Meiri goes even further. How so? Anybody see? Yeah?
Is very explicit that it really has to be like, I'm going to get married to you. He makes it very, it's just a
meaning,
and it turns into an actual amira.
Correct. To say it a little clearer, in what respect? A chiddush that is not obvious at all.
It also has to be like actual, not like posting at all. Meaning you need to, like, right after you say, like, do the dapper most. You know,
well, there are a few issues. One is how much. Like, how strict are we about Asukin Osoinyan? Right? And what about Minyan? How do we magdir Osoinyan, Meinyan Leinyan, Bosoinyan? Right? How close, how mitzuraf to is, does it? Obviously, the more we think that we need to create a simulated or a mitzuraf Amira, the stricter we might be, not Buchrak, right, in Asukin. Whereas if all we really need to know is, like, what's going on here, a general Hagdara, right? It's hard to understand why, you know, the Inubosa Inyan is so terrible, frankly. Correct? That's one issue. But there's more than that. And it's what you said, but actually you have to bring it up better. Avram, you were saying?
He already talks about, I think in context of Shtar, about the idea that even if right now they're like they've changed topics entirely, if they hadn't previously discussed.
Well, that's what we just read.
Right.
So that, okay. But I'm even, this. It's what Arya was saying, but a little more. Yehuda?
It's like specific, like the fact that you have to be to me as opposed to just you buying yourself.
The Lashonos of Kiddushin, which are problematic or acceptable, which is the Lashon of the Gemara, going forward, the Pashtus are what you say under the Chuppah. Correct? And the Meiri suggests that those Lashonos or Kavanos have to be included in the Asukim Ba'oso Inyan. And the question is why? Right? If all we really need is to know that this is L'shem Kiddushin, right? What do we care? He said, Negdasi, right? Like, you know, it's such a special term of endearment. Negdasi, Atsurasi, right? So you need to know whether that works or not. And if it doesn't work under the chuppah, it doesn't work for Asuka Bosa Inyan. Again, you could argue, okay, because it's a misleading, but obviously, especially if these are formal requirements, not that we really think that, it's a formal requirement that you get precise what the nature of this kinyan is and the relationship is. Oh, it's very fascinating. Okay, but up to the point that it corrupts, you know, the umdana of what is mona the kesef, you know, what we think it's really all about, very hard to say that. But if you need a sukin to supply an amira, or if it's not an amira, it's that the amira is a biror, again, which transforms or is magdir or helps to create part of the chalo, whatever it is. So then, I still don't think it's mukhav to say that, but it's reasonable to say that. Right? So if he uses the Lashonos that the Gemara thinks are not, you know, acceptable, then it's a bad siruf to the Amira. It's a bad virtual Amira or Biur. Right? So that is a very important position of the Biur. So what we want to do is speak a little more about that. Those what constitutes Asukin. So that we'll try to finish up on Tuesday. But we don't have time now, but on Tuesday, let's start by reading through the Lashonos on the Gemara, Tilva Mudeis. Again, I thought we'd do that today. Also look at the Gemara's Safek in Nedarim, the parallel Sugya Nedarim, Vav Mudeis, where the Gemara wants to know Yesh Yad L'Kiddushin or not. What is that question about, according to the Ran, according to Tosis, according to the Rush, according to the Meiri there in the Dharm, just look very quickly. And there's also an interesting tshuva of the Rajba on that, in addition to the local Rishonim I told you to look at. Again, I don't want to get too deeply embedded in this, but look at least at that one. That is, I'll find a second, Aleph Tavshin Ayin Dalad. And if you get a chance, the Pnei Yeshua here just asks the question. You can see the formulation. Like, what does Yadayim Mochichos Ve'ein Mochichos have to do with Kiddushin? Right? Isn't that a din in Hafla? Right? Just the formulation of the question in a very explicit way is important. And this is really what we're trying to figure out. Is this... And look at that Balamor that I mentioned in Gittin on Mem Amad Aleph and the Dapir Rif. Look at that. And also look at the Marit, which the Avnei Miluim also quotes. It is Aleph Kuf Lamed Ches, Tshuvas Marit, Aleph Kuf Lamed Ches. And the Avnei Miluim, the Avnei Miluim, Chav Zayin Yud Gimel. Again, this connection to Hektish. Okay? So let's finish with all this, try to finish with all this on Tuesday, and we'll also speak a little about some of the Lashonos. Look at the Rambam on Charufasi, and whatever you can pick up in the Lashonos, maybe I'll give you a little more, but I really want to start, and after that we're going to start with Mekadesh Milba. I'll give you Makoros for that in about 1 minute.
Just